Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit healthlock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's healthlock.com.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
That's right, the podcast that we talked about this morning on the big show. This is the little show.
Yeah.
Or is this the little big show? I don't know what you call this.
This is the little big show.
The Melba Toast show.
Yeah.
The little show that could.
This is us without our makeup on.
Yeah.
Oh, I got tons of makeup on right now.
Thank God.
Shut up over there. Because we're getting ready to do After Elvis. So after we do this, we shoot After Elvis, which is on Facebook Watch, right?
It's on Facebook. Yeah.
That's video.
That's video.
This is audio. I'm scary, by the way.
You are.
There's Sam over here. And David Brody's over there.
Good morning.
And then Danielle.
Hello.
And Nate.
You don't need makeup, Danielle.
You're very kind, Nate.
I'm not even
but
kidding.
This morning,
don't give me that crap.
Pale and pathetic this morning when I walked in.
I think women without makeup look way better than when
I'm
you're done.
I'm with her.
I'll tell you, on the weekend, all I wear is a little tinted moisturizer and some mascara, and that's how I'm running around all weekend. That's really all I do on the weekend.
But why do you not believe us when we say we like you without makeup?
I know, but for
so
camera...
True. I don't care about camera. I'm talking
like
about in person.
Decades of reinforcement.
Yeah, also, there's two things that I usually get when I say that. Number one... you say that because you've never seen me without makeup. So when you see me with little makeup, you think that's no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I wear makeup for me. I don't wear makeup to appeal to you.
Nah, I wear makeup for everybody.
Yeah. Believe me. I wouldn't wear any. If I could, I would. I wouldn't. I would wear. This is how I would dress every day.
When I go to brunch with my girlfriend on a Sunday morning, she'll be like taking like an hour and a half to get ready. And I'm like, what are you taking on makeup? I'm like, the less makeup, the better. Brunch. You don't look any better. The best you look is when you're waking up in the morning with no makeup.
Brunch on a Sunday to me is honestly putting on maybe mascara, maybe a baseball hat, sweatpants, and a little sweatshirt.
And you're cute
and
as a button.
Let's go.
Well, you owe my girlfriend a phone call then.
I will. Yeah,
please. I just don't get it. I think, I don't know, are you doing it for other people? You're doing it for women? Who are you trying to impress?
For me, it really depends on the day. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I just wear it for me. No, but whom I do wear it for fluctuates from day to day. But Nate in particular wouldn't understand because you have this weird genetic something where you don't have dark circles under your eyes really don't have lines or bags. So if you were a woman, you'd be that woman that every other woman hates.
Yeah. Scary and I have dark circles under our eyes?
Well, you have a little more than Nate does.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do we really?
I mean, more than
dark circles under my eyes.
No, but you have more lines than Nate does. Nate doesn't even
have
one
damn
line.
Oh my God, lines. Kill me now.
No, I didn't say that.
We're saying that Nate, for some reason, doesn't have any. Most people have them. That's what we're saying. I've got them. She's got them.
I got them.
So maybe he should wear makeup where he draws lines onto his face.
Maybe.
So that he looks like the rest of us.
He's some kind of freak.
You don't fit in.
Here's a secret. Maybe I do wear makeup.
I got more bags than a grocery store.
Like, I have friends who are getting filler injections and, like a Botox now, and they're in their 20s. I am 45, and I haven't had that done yet. I'm not saying I wouldn't if I felt I needed it, but I'm not there yet. But I don't understand, like, I know people are saying, it's for prevention.
Yeah.
But what are you preventing when you don't have anything yet? Like, I don't get it.
Well, that means it's working.
You don't see a difference also. Like, my cousin got fillers at a young age, and we've never seen her get older.
So you're trying to say that once, because now once your wrinkles set in, if you get them, people notice that you did something.
You don't want Barry Manilow effect, where he waited until he was in his, 60s to get something done, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, is that guy going 8 million miles an hour?
I need to go get something done.
No, Danielle, you do not.
Right here.
That's a great exercise.
Oh my God.
What's the one?
Speaking of great exercise, Scary, why don't you do some?
What's the one piece of work that we should have on our bodies? Ready?
I don't like this.
Oh, I'm getting this done.
No,
ready?
Other people,
you want your neck?
No, when I hit 40, I'm getting my, what do they call it, a neck lift or a facelift?
That facelift?
It looks like this you're thing. Grabbing
That's a
your neck.
Lift.
Oh, the gobble gobble.
Yeah, the gobble gobble. Because I don't have much of a gobble gobble now, but looking at my dad, I know in about 15 years, it's going to be epic. Oh. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just get it done now, preventatively.
That's what beards are for.
So then in like 15 years, people will be like, oh my God, he looks great for his age.
If I could get anything done, it would be my under eyes. Like, supposedly, if you get a little filler in there, it kind of fills in the little wrinklies.
I like to get rid of my crow's feet.
Where do you have
Is that why you walk that way?
Scary, where do you have crow's feet? You don't have any.
Right there.
You can't even see them.
And right there in between my two
That's
eyes.
Not a crow's
That's
foot.
Your unibrow.
For the record, I don't love this topic.
I know.
Why not?
You're supposed to love yourself.
We're going around saying things we need to change about ourselves.
Everybody has something.
All right, so then why don't we vote for the other person?
Okay.
What should Brody get done?
That's so
All
much
of that.
I don't think Brody should get anything done. He looks good the way he is.
Yeah. I've reached don't give a shit plateau.
Especially when he puts his glasses on.
Oh,
Brody,
you saying I should get my
so
eyes done?
Cute with his glasses on. No, I love the way
you look cute with your glasses.
Thanks.
On.
I don't wear my glasses enough because you want to know why?
Why?
Because they're those bifocal ones, so I don't really need them
with
for
the chain.
They don't, no, listen.
So she could play canasta with
a
friend.
I don't really need them for anything but reading right now. But she's gave me a tiny bit for distance, but I don't need it. So it hurts kind of when I'm looking at Elvis and wearing them. So I have to take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on. It's so annoying. I forget to even put them on now.
Just do like those really people wear them on the tip of their nose and then they look
like
over
Mr.
their
Pino?
Glasses.
But
yes.
Like but do you know
that's
how,
a monocle.
When you show your kids, like when you're giving your kids Tylenol, say they have a fever, I have to put them on because I'll give them the wrong dose because I can't read the bottle. It's
terrible.
My
God, Danielle.
Yeah. Isn't it true that if you wear glasses unnecessarily, that your vision becomes worse because your eyes start depending on them?
My optometrist said no, but I think so.
And if you make faces, it'll stay that way.
Oh.
That too.
Okay, Brody's now you're making fun.
Okay.
By the way, Danielle, that time you invited me to your hotel room during the snowstorm, if I had come over wearing my glasses...
Oh, hey.
Brody. Brody.
Just checking.
Stop. Hey.
Are you wearing any glasses? Yes.
Oh, my wedding ring seems to have slipped off.
That is actually my kryptonite. So my girlfriend wears glasses, but she doesn't wear them all the time. Yeah. So when she does wear them, I'm like, hey, what's going on, baby?
If she has a little bun.
Oh, my God.
Glasses,
she does that.
Oh,
yeah. And then because she dresses up for the office. Yeah, it's not like around here where we.
Where she takes it off for the office.
Yeah. But yeah, when she comes home and she's got her hair in a bun with the glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's my kryptonite right there.
I want to get my glasses changed from the bifocals to just the reading so that I don't know.
You just buy reading glasses.
I should.
Wait a second.
I can get those at CVS.
You can go to Costco, get a six pack.
Are people moving back to glasses from contacts because contacts were so big for so long?
I don't know.
I think glasses are more in vogue now.
Yeah, people are.
So the
people
sales
are good
of
in glasses.
Glasses have increased.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I wanted a new pair just for funsies. Like I'm the same exact prescription I was with my old ones. And they said no because it's been too long since I visited. I told them, no, it hasn't changed. I can use it. And they said, no, you have to come in. I think they just want money from me.
Yeah, but they do have to check your eyes.
I can't believe the way the world has changed.
What?
She wants glasses for funsies.
Yeah.
When I was in school, the kids with glasses got punched.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do the punching.
Not
but
anymore.
Like, hey, four eyes, Coke bottle glasses.
Not anymore.
You're like,
glasses are a fun accessory
we graduated
now.
And then we went to that period where people were wearing frames with no lenses, just walking around with frames.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Elvis. Elvis came in with like a fashionable pair just once. I'm like, well, you're wearing glasses. Do you need them? He goes, no, there's no prescription on this or anything. Yeah. It's just clear.
Well, it's funny. There is, you know, it's basically a disability, right? Not being able to see.
Right.
So the comedian Jim Gaffigan, he's got this bit about, you don't go up to a handicapped person and say, can I sit in your wheelchair for a second?
Right.
You know, it's not fun to be in a wheelchair.
Right. I got
it's
this wheelchair. It's not a prescription wheelchair. It's just a regular. It's a Chrysler.
Yeah. It's for funsies.
Yeah. It's for funsies.
Funsies.
Oh my gosh.
Make fun of my word. I like my glasses.
Oh, this hearing aid. Wait, we went through this pretend hearing aid.
In the 90s, people were walking around with canes. Like that was a big urban thing.
Oh, wait. I don't know about this.
They were very intricate, rappers. But they were very intricate. Like they were really fancy canes.
Yeah, and they were walking around like, hey, what's up, son?
Yeah.
What you doing, son? And people would walk with a cane.
Hold on.
I'm talking about like 20, 25-year-old kids.
Really?
Just harking back to our Brooklyn Boys podcast, who was walking around saying, what's up, son? Who were those people?
He was.
I'm telling you, it was an urban thing.
Oh, that was your urban voice.
Specifically. But I'm talking about everyone, whites and blacks and Hispanics alike. I'm talking about it was a city thing. Like Chicago, Detroit, New York, Miami, anything with a cosmopolitan city. This did not happen in Erie, Pennsylvania, if that's what you're asking.
You didn't have any pimps.
Also,
so
no
Erie,
Asians.
Pennsylvania.
Pimps and hoes.
Pimps and hoes. In area codes.
Yeah, they used to walk around with canes. And then walk around with canes and bring them to school and everything. My high school had a whole problem. They had to outlaw canes.
Really?
You had to prove that you needed one. Yeah.
I need it for my swag.
My school had a Tamagotchi problem. Remember those Tamagotchis? Like, people would bring them to school and not concentrate on what they were doing, those virtual pets, and they got taken away from everybody.
Yeah. But canes, I mean, you're not going to use something like that.
It's not a cane problem. Mass
disrespect to like people who actually need them.
I feel the same way with glasses.
What are we going to start with?
I feel like funsies glasses should be offensive.
Okay, what about funsies crutches?
I think
you
that's,
walk around with funsies
what
crutches?
Do they call that? When it's like, funsies crutches. When you take someone else's culture, you appropriate.
Culture appropriation.
I think you're culturally appropriating glasses. I'm going to wear glasses for funsies.
I'm going to go buy a pair of crutches.
I don't think Stevie Wonder would find that funny.
He wouldn't
see you doing it, but still.
Oh my God.
This has hit a dark
place. Wait, Scary, for the record, I went with you to get our eyes checked, and I know for a fact you need glasses to read a little
slightly.
Bit.
Slightly.
Yeah, but you refused to wear them, and you got a really cute pair when we were there.
Yeah, no, I did.
And have you ever put them on your face?
Once.
For funsies.
For funsies.
For funsies.
No, how about a funsies walker? I'm going to buy a
no!
walker.
You know what I'm going to get? A retainer for funsies.
I wear my retainer.
I'm just
going
to walk around
night.
With headgear. I got strapped
for
in my
fun?
Head.
That's why it upsets me when people go to like these amusement parks and they pretend that they're in a wheelchair or they pretend whatever so that they can get to the front of the line and skip.
Because they want to have more funsies.
I used to invite my friend who was diabetic all the time. He knew why.
That's
You can get ahead and cut the line with diabetes?
Like, because the length of the line, like he might need to pay attention to his food and drink more often. He had one of the insulin packs, so he would get to go right to the front of the line.
I'm just not being funny, just curious. Couldn't he bring with him the appropriate food and stuff he needed?
I don't know. They don't usually let you bring food in.
So that whole time I was a child, I was an asthmatic. had allergies, a heart condition.
Oh, man.
I couldn't cut the line.
I didn't ask for you.
You should have cut the
you
line.
You don't have crow's feet, though, so you're even.
Yeah, I'm not scary. Thank God for that. I don't have crow's feet.
You should have been able to cut the line. Absolutely.
I should have.
You should have taken advantage.
When did that whole thing start? Like in the 90s?
It had to have. Yeah, because I was a teenager.
Around the time the urban people had canes.
Oh my
God. Yo, bro, can I cut the line? Right, Scary? Is that how it
went? That's right, son.
My man, can I cut the line?
Where do you put your cane on a roller coaster?
I'm hobbling up on my funsies crutches. Oh, can I get pissed?
Hey, why don't we do for Thursday, for funsies, let's all wear neck braces. For funsies.
That's fantastic.
How about funsies cast?
Yeah.
Funsies iron lung.
I think that'd be great.
I want one of those arm casts that where the metal rod goes from your elbow to your shoulder to keep it in place.
I've always wanted a cast. Could I try one on if anyone has
for
one?
For funsies.
Only for funsies.
Yes, for funsies.
I love this. We could start new fashion trends right here.
Make sure you tweet all of us and what you've worn for funsies. What debilitating tool. You ever have dialysis for funsies? Give us a call.
Dialysis. An emesis basin. Yeah, just going to have that hang around.
I like it. Whatever.
All right. Ever give yourself a catheter?
Yeah.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
Stick that right up your urethra. Just to see how it feels. For fun.
Oh, that's no fun, man.
Aww.
You ever have a catheterization?
Yes.
What is that? I know what it is. Well, I've heard about it, but I don't know.
I stick a tube.
It was after surgery, so I was unconscious when it went in. But I can assure you, I wish I was unconscious when it was coming back out.
They stick a tube in your...
You woke up in the middle of it?
No,
it
I woke like 3 days later. They go, okay, it's time to take it out.
Yeah. They leave it in for so long.
Well, you can't get out of bed sometimes after surgery, so you just pee that way.
Oh.
By the way, Google catheter. What's a catheter? Google it.
Google it.
How do you spell it?
C-A-T-H. Google it.
This sounds horrible.
It's not fun.
Okay.
Pull that thing out.
Whew, okay. Great. All right.
Do you ever see the commercials like during cable news? Yeah, I cath. They call it cathing. I cath.
Oh my God.
I used to cath and it was painful. Now it's not as painful.
Wait, do they go up your urethra Franklin?
Okay. Urethra Franklin.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, now I know what it is.
They do.
I can just imagine.
As opposed to your other urethra?
Can you imagine having a baby out of that?
I mean, that's what we
do. What it felt
like. Because you think about it.
That was an SNL sketch on the weekend.
10 centimeters dilated and ours is ready to go. Imagine your...
That was... No.
10 centimeters dilated.
Oh, my God. That was the first male's pregnancy.
Yeah.
By the way.
And they said that the baby's born out of his urethra.
Well, it was going to be a scheduled C-section. And then at the press conference, they're like, well, it turns out there's a complication. It has to be born of the urethra. And the guy who's pregnant's face.
Oh, my God.
Like,
by the way, an hour and a half, there were three good sketches on the show. Most of them were terrible.
Really?
Black Jeopardy was great.
Yes, it was good.
But the fireman sketch?
Yeah, that was terrible. I don't know what they were thinking.
And the singing complaints to the waiter at the end? Oh, so
that's
much.
Why it was at
the
end.
Barbershop quartet. Oh,
but the way they unveiled Cardi B's pregnancy.
That was brilliant.
I mean, we knew, but it was very cool how they did it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She co-hosted with Fallon last night.
Yeah, I didn't watch it yet.
I turned that stuff off so fast.
It was
fast.
Bad?
Really?
Here's what I thought about it.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.